It's become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're talking with Ralph Winterroth in Alaska, Ron McDonald, Northern California, author of They Own It All, Including You, by Way of Toxic Currency. And just out of the blue here, boy, you'd never know what rabble-rousing tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory people listen to this damn network, and I'm getting tired of it. That's a little tongue in cheek. I've actually got Richard Rappert online with us. Good afternoon, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, Richard here.
How you doing?
Good.
Ralph, this is the guy that you were visiting up there in Minnesota.
This is the guy who's homemade that chow that I really got. I really put away. I took away all of that Minnesota home cooking I could put away while I was there.
Well, you're the reason that you were. He's the reason why you were up in Minnesota. So go ahead and continue here.
Okay. Yeah, Professor, just for two things. What are the three different types of shop? You have a machine shop, woodworking, and what's the other one? Oh, welding.
Heavy equipment and a welding shop.
Right, and then you got all kinds of boats for you've done, been on what, lakes, so you've done guiding services.
I used to charter on the Great Lakes.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I don't know how this guy gets time to do all these different things. One other thing that we point, a fine point, and then we'll continue on here, transcripts. Have you had problems or somebody had problems with them changing transcripts or audios or whatever?
I just came back from the courthouse just a half hour ago here, and they want $10 a page for anything that has been, any exhibits I put in there. They want to charge $10 for one piece of paper. So I went through them all. We spent almost 2 hours reviewing my documents compared to theirs to get all the exhibits back.
See, this is a racket. See, all courts, everyone I've ever been to, they gave them a 350-page discovery. When a prosecutor introduces an exhibit, he gives a copy to the other side. He gives a copy to the court. Not in Minnesota. They give a copy to the court, and then you don't have a copy. So how in the hell do you know what's going on if you don't have a copy? Oh, well, you can do like Richard did. Let's go back and let's get a copy so I have a copy of all of the exhibits so I can see what the hell is going on here.
At $10 a page.
At $10 a page.
At 30 exhibits, that's a lot of money. Some of my multiple pages.
Richard isn't real well liked there. They really don't like people that stand and fight.
Well, can you go on Pacer and get it at?
They don't do Pacer.
Oh, they don't do Pacers. Oh,
this is a county court, state.
Oh, okay.
That's why I like federal, because things are available on Pacer, but they're starting to screen some of those things, like the jury instructions now. I'm seeing now, because I follow these. I read what these people write. There's something to be learned if we put away what we think we know and see what they say. They'll give us clues. But now they're taking the jury instructions. You can't get them.
Well, hold on 1 second, Ron. For clarification here, Richard Rappert, so you're a roll-em-up your sleeve kind of industrious entrepreneur type person, keeping your head to the grindstone, your nose to the grindstone, your working ways, supporting a family, doing your business, living your life. At what point did the state intervene and knock on your door and say hello?
I challenged the IRS back in 2010 with their statutes and codes and laws turning back against them. And about 2012 and 13 is when they noticed I hadn't been filing no more. So they took it upon themselves to do their own estimates, you know, estimate F off from the 1099s that the contractors I'm working for, that when they do their taxes, it's filed in with the IRS. So they look at their records to see what, you know, did it kind of correspond, that these all got to be filed. Because back in 2010, I had wrote a check to the state and to the IRS, and I stopped payment on both of them, probably around $30,000+ once I found out that I don't have to pay no more. And I put them all on notice, and they read the letter in court that they did receive it. They wrote, read the letter even, that they're not to move any farther, but they still proceeded ahead on it. So they stuck their foot in their mouth, hung themselves right there. And I presented that. I got that all into the evidence. And I get a letter back every 45 to 90 days from the IRS stating that I do not need to take any further action until I hear from them. There's no 1040s required, no filing, nothing. They will not let me put that into evidence. I'm going to try to get that in there. I got a whole stack of them throughout the years from every correspondence when they're sending these back.
Okay, so you had the unmitigated gall to question the state and ask them for clarification and telling them that, wait a minute here, I don't think this one applies to me. Now, that was back in 2010, and we're in the year 2016.
Right.
Ralph, when did you get involved with Richard?
You know, I don't remember. Well, what was it? How long have you, when did we, about a year ago? I don't know, 6 months ago?
No, not quite. I've been battling this myself for about over a year, and it's been 17 months, I believe they said here in the last hearing, that it's been drug out to.
Well, Richard, how did you get with Ralph Winterroud?
Well, I always listen to RBN, and I just happened to have it on one Sunday afternoon, and we're having supper, and he was on there. So I
there
called immediately.
Okay. All right. I had no folks, it's a listening audience out there, I had absolutely no idea how Richard Rappert came across Ralph Winterroad that's been on this network for 8 years, and turns out that here's a man listening to Republic Broadcasting Network to try to glean a few salient facts that he might be able to apply to his own life, and voila.
Yep. That's by shortwave radio. I got them all over. We have them at work so everybody can hear it. I play it live now on a great big boom box I bought. I put my phone into there, and everybody listens to your program all day long.
All right. Very good, sir. All right. Ralph, was there any other points of clarification you wanted with Richard? Because you're laying this scam out for the listening audience.
No, other than, I mean, he's welcome to stay on, listen. And the thing is, I want to clarify, because we didn't get one thing clarified, is the bench trial. And I got to thank Richard. See, I listened to people. And he did, he said, no, I'm doing the bench trial. So he got the transcript. And I looked at the transcript and I said, oh my God, I know this con, because the facts are not attached to the law. Well, how in the hell can you have a trial by jury if they don't know the law and you're not putting facts in support? They put in what's called non-essential facts for the whole trial. They get the elements at the essential elements at the end, and they don't have a clue. They've been brainwashed. And in a bench trial, which we got out of the transcript because Richard stuck to his guns, and I read it, and I said, hey, man, I changed 180. You did good. Because in a bench trial, the judge must take the law and have the facts in support of the law, and he's got to sign it. They go together, and he did not want a bench trial. Is that correct, Richard?
That's correct. He spent at least 20 minutes pulling on his ears and scratching his neck and pulling on his chin and trying every way he could to convince me that he had to go to a trial of a jury, or jury trial, not a bench trial.
Now, what's happened in Baltimore, where they've charged those six cops up there with the Gray killing? They've had three cops get off. Every one of them had a bench trial. No trial by jury. Because some smart attorney knows that they have to tie the law and the facts. There's none of this touchy-feeling, I don't know, I think he did it, and no facts. Tied to, and all three cops, three out of six, have already walked. How about those apples? What's that tell you? Do not do the Star Chamber. Okay?
Where was you can... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, let's get back to the trial, but that's the taxpayer, because this is an important issue. One of many, one of a couple. Am I a taxpayer? Because if the courts can't make me a taxpayer, say I am, the IRS can't, then how do I get there? I have to sign up somewhere. In Minnesota, if you sign up to be a registered voter, you are a citizen of the United States, you are then a taxpayer, and you can then write off your donations to Hillary. Isn't that nice? What a novel damn idea. Anyways, taxpayer. It's on page, the document I gave you is on page 63 and 64. This is killer logic. What is a taxpayer? Means any person. Person is defined as a term. Subject to, I've seen that all the time. It's in the 14th Amendment. Subject to the jurisdiction. What does subject to mean? I don't know. It doesn't say I is. It doesn't say I ain't. What is it? And then it says any internal revenue tax. So you have to break this down. There are three components to that sentence structure. The subject is any person. So whoever is making that determination, we ask them in his trial. Who made the determination I'm a taxpayer? Oh, wait a minute. You don't have to make a determination of a taxpayer for a Minnesota income tax. And that's absolutely true. And I'll explain why in a minute. That judge knows what's going on. He's true. He's right. If you fill out a 1040, you have to. To fill out a Minnesota income tax, the answer is no. So what the first part is, it's three essential elements of a formula. Any person. So what is any person? Somebody's got to bet. Okay, any person is defined as an individual or a trust or an estate or a partnership, association, a company, or a corporation. So first of all, when it says any person or a person, somebody's got to say, well, which one are you? Well, if it's an individual, oh, that means I am a part of mankind. Well, that would be helpful. Maybe I'm in France, or maybe I'm in, I don't know, the moon. Hell now knows, right? That doesn't mean anything, really. Subject to, that's the second essential element. Subject to means I am liable, or it could be subordinate, or it could be inferior. It could mean obedient to. It could mean governed or affected by. It could mean provided that. It could mean provided, or it could mean answerable. Wait a minute. I don't have a damn clue. Which one of those, if I am subject to, you got to pick, because this means... That's what subject to means. It's one of those choices. Okay? So now, are you starting to get a picture of the problem they have? First of all, they have to make a determination which, under the definition of term of person, and then the court's decision of what subject to means, now we get to the killer. It says, any internal revenue tax. Well, there's subtitle A, that's income taxes. There's subtitle B, that's gifts of state. There's subtitle C, that's an employment tax. There's subtitle D, those are excise taxes. Subtitle E is ATF. I got some damn good moonshine. Are we talking about my moonshine? Maybe we're talking about any internal. So maybe you're talking about my moonshine I'm making. By the way, that's a stamp tax, in case you're ignorant. But which subtitle? These guys have no freaking clue. How can you proceed forward if it says any internal revenue tax, and you don't know what subtitle it is? People don't even know there are five separate types, like in Texas. There's property taxes, sales taxes, fart tax. I don't know. What kind of tax is it? How can you proceed if you don't even know what type of tax it is? Are you starting to see the problem? Who made that determination? Okay, if you did, any person, which one of those am I? On subject to, which one of those am I? And internal revenue tax, which subtitle are we talking about? They have no idea. Well, then, it looks to me like we have a witness here that's unqualified. You don't have any idea what the hell you're talking about. You starting to see the problem?
Yeah. Did you get a response to this, Ralph?
Oh, they wouldn't. They would say they don't know. If you want Subtitle A, no, they don't know. They don't know what it means. They don't know.
I mean, there was no written response.
Huh?
There was no written, no express response?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a response in the transcript. We're going to have a transcript here Friday. But they don't know. They don't know what it means. They've never heard of it. They don't teach them this. They compartmentalize them.
Well, I do see the logic in this. The logic is you haven't actually defined who I am.
Well, he said, okay, what it is the thing is any person subject to and in those are three essential elements, and then you use the word is a sine qua non. What's on the left? Those are three essential elements of which must exist before I can be determined to be a taxpayer on the right side of sine qua non. It's like an equation. Yeah. Say you had an equation on the thing with a whole bunch of different parentheses behind it, and these different things you got to have. Is it 1 + 1, 2 + 2, whatever, plus or minus, and the next this essential element? It's a logic equation, and they can't go there.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that term individual in California, I read a case where it said individual was a corporation that only had maybe several counties under its product or whatever, but a corporation was one that covered the entire state. So even that term is nebulous.
Okay. Well, what you will find, and this is another one of the scams that they do in the statutory law. This word or term means that. Means this in this subchapter or this code, the right here, this whatever. They keep changing the definitions depending on where it's used, like in Title 26. It has different meanings for what it actually means. And so how do you understand what's going on unless you have to say, okay, now wait a minute, if there's a definition here, is it used in Subtitle A? Is it used in some part of Subtitle A? Is it used in Subtitle C? That's why, and bottom line is, if you don't have Westlaw, this stuff at your fingertips, this hot link, you have no chance. You won't live long enough to figure this stuff out. But you have to get the concept over concept and quit and look at the term definitions because they blow them out of the water. Because the next term definition that is a killer is on that same document that I gave you guys there. It is on, this is used all over. It is the one that hooks in. It's on page 65. Taxable year. That is used all over state and federal. Taxable year. That is the hook that they use all the time. Now, they will have specific definitions in state, modifying it for the state use, but for the federal, taxable year is the killer. That is the first hook that goes to the second one that is the end of the IRS. Taxable year. If you see it on page 65, it's in 7701A23. The term taxable year. Okay, so whatever's after on the right side means there's nothing we can change on the right side. The calendar year. Okay, that's fine. Defined another place. 12 months. That's fine. Or the fiscal year ending during the calendar year. Comma. Upon the basis of which the taxable income, that's the subject, is the verb, is computed with the thing, but it's taxable income. What is taxable income? That's all compensation. Anything in the world. I don't give a rat's rump. That's under 61. Under Section 62, it's all these deductions if I'm a taxpayer. That's fine. I don't have a problem yet. Is computed goes to Section 3, and if you, you go up to, did I hear the music? Or
you hear the music. Let me take this break. We'll be gone for 3 minutes. Continue the conversation with Ralph Winterroud and our friend out there in California, Ron McDonald. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are back. J. Edgar Hoover, one head of the FBI a number of years ago, he warned the individual's handicap by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. Yeah, I wonder what he was talking about, Ralph.
I wonder. Must have had a look of crystal ball, huh?
Yeah.
Getting back to this, in all state and all federal, you always want to look for the two words, taxable year. They're all over. It will be defined in the state, but that is the hook. That is the hook to go from taxable year. They use it all over. So when we get to this taxable year here, it says taxable income is computed. The thing that is important is it says, what's it say? It says under subtitle A. So there's no taxable income is computed under subtitle B, gifts estate. There's no subtitle there's no taxable income is computed under subtitle C, which is wages, employee-employer relationships. There is no subtitle There is no taxable income is computed under Subtitle D, which is a whole bunch of excise nonsense. And there's none of it under Subtitle E, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. It's limited strictly to Subtitle A. That's a killer. That's what we need to do, because when you start off with taxpayer, it's any internal revenue tax. And they don't even know which tax they're talking about. If they call me a taxpayer, well, if you don't know what kind of tax we're talking about, you guys are unqualified. I have no idea what you're talking about. Actually, by the way, again, I say, you know, I have some damn good moonshine. You want to have some? It's Subtitle E you're talking about, right? I could have more fun with these guys than you can stick a stick at. Anyways, okay. It's taxable income, which is all compensation minus all deductions. We don't give a rat's rump. Is computed. That's Subtitle 3, which says taxable year in it. So you can't compute it without taxable year. But it's limited to under Subtitle A. And what is Subtitle A? That's income taxes. Okay? If we're limited to Subtitle A, who is authorized and mandated to withhold from Subtitle A people. That's the killer. And you go right back up on that same page there, you go up to page 64 on where you're looking. And there is the part that judge wouldn't even let him ask the question, with little Richard, when he got to, we're not going to allow that question. Why? What does it say? If you are taking money out of my wages, my compensation for a 1099, you're acting as a withholding agent. We got these contractors. They took money out of Richard as a withholding agent. They admitted it. Oh, you're totally liable to be sued big time. Why? And we're going to do it. Withholding agent means any person. We're back to that any person, okay? Am I an individual? Am I a trust? Am I a partnership? I'm a corporation. So which one of those am I? But the killer is that you read there on page 64, underlined, it says, required to deduct and withhold any tax. Is there anything left out there? It says required to deduct and withhold any tax. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Any tax. But then it goes on to say, under the provisions of, and they list four Subtitle A entities. 1441 is a non-resident alien. 1442 is a foreign corporation. 1443 is a foreign organization. And 1461 is the hold harmless clause. If you're taking money withholding and forwarded, and I'm not one of those prior three, you have no protection from the feds. You can be sued. You follow this logic?
I'm following it. All right, let's take this bottom of the hour break. We have a long segment coming up in the last half hour of the National Intel Report on this edition. We've got Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, and Ralph Winterode, whose program is on this network. When's it on, Ralph?
It's on Sunday, 5 to 7 Central Standard Time.
There we go. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Just taking care of a little bit of business, the revenue of the state, after all. Nothing in this life is free, and you people out there, you're duty-bound to pay your taxes. That's what you're supposed to do. And by the way, you're also supposed to vote. But as we said earlier, along with that voter registration, that brings on the state and also the federal government. How did you exactly address that? I'll drill this into my brain this time, Ralph.
Okay, what I'm doing is I took their naturalization document when you become naturalized as a citizen of the United States of America, and I modified it with all of my expertise and knowledge that I had, and we get you to say I am not a citizen of the United States under 14 Stat 27, which is codified today in 42 United States Code 1981-1982 that says I want to have the same rights as a white citizen? Really? You put that into the public record, and then you get certified copy, and under Rule 901, I think it is, it's a public record, and I got a certified copy, and it's taken as true, Bubba. Then we go to the registration, because the right to vote is different than your elective franchise. You have an elective franchise to vote in Texas as a citizen of Texas. And I got the court saying that there is no right to vote as a citizen of the United States. but there is a right to vote as a citizen of Texas. So I take those forms, I modify them, take off citizen of the United States, put citizen of Texas on it, give them, put a public notice of where it's filed in Alaska on there, and take it down in there, and they're taking them. They can't stop you from taking it. And what you're doing, you're saying, I want to vote for the Republic. And the first time that I really got total confirmation of this, not only the people getting money back from changing their status, including me, is in Minnesota, when the Commissioner of Internal Revenue Service corresponds with you, he sends you a thing trying to get you to sign up to vote in Minnesota. You think there might be a connection? They need our consent to leave our republic and our natural state as one of mankind, with our inalienable rights and all that, to step into the fictional world, citizen of the United States.
That's by the way, before we continue, Ralph, do you have a fan on you?
I do in the back, yes.
Something is blowing on one of the mouth microphones here.
Oh, hold on just a minute. I'll go and turn it off.
Okay. It was a little distracting, Ron.
I couldn't hear it. I heard the pen clicking. That's about it.
Well, and you know what? The people that are doers and thinkers, they do things like that.
I don't have air conditioning, so I sit up here under air. Okay, go ahead. Now then, just the one thing that's important, and then we're going to get to the punchline of this thing. I sent you initially the thing that says, it's highlighted, it said, first-year Minnesota residents are required to file a Minnesota income tax return for an M1 if they are required to file a federal return. If you do not file a federal return, if you do not volunteer, there is no state income tax. That is in North Carolina now and confirmed also in Minnesota. And what the judge did, the finer point of this, you don't have to fill out a 1040 and file it, but you have to fill it out, the taxable income computations from that form. And once you enter it into a Minnesota income tax thing and file it, you're done. You have then say, I know I have a duty because I have volunteered with my signature that I am a taxpayer. But what was very interesting, he said, you do not have to be a taxpayer to be prosecuted, because he's right, because they take those numbers and put it on the Form 10 on the Minnesota thing, and I'm not a taxpayer until I actually sign it and file it in. But to be required to file it doesn't require me to be a taxpayer, because that was determined on the federal side. All I'm doing is that determination was made in the federal venue, and all states are piggybacked on the existence of a Form 1040 on the federal side. So let's get down to the punchline of this whole thing, what happened up there. Now that we know taxpayer and taxable income, we got people on their 1099s. They have not a clue. The gal said, what are you relying upon? Because they fill out a box 7, which is non-employee compensation. What's that term mean? I have no idea. You ever had any training, Minnesota revenue laws? Nope. Any IRS? Nope. What are you relying upon? I rely upon my QuickBooks software out of my computer for the authenticity of a 1099. That's it.
That's it?
They don't have a clue. None of them have a clue. What? They don't know what. Non-employee compensation. The trustworthiness of the 1099 is only out of the software of a computer. And that's it. They don't know anymore. Okay. So now, to give the 1099s, which is supposedly you don't work for them, there is a transmittal cover sheet, a 1096, which has the IRS will not, you can't send a straight 1099 to the IRS because they won't believe you. They want a transmittal, a Form 1096, which says under the penalties of perjury that this 1099 is correct. Then they will use it. They need this penalties of perjury. They need a signature to validate that document. What the state is doing, and what they do all the time in these criminal trials, they run 1099s or other documents through the rules of evidence as a business record under Rule 803. So therefore, it is trustworthy. I put a piece of paper into the business, regardless of whether it's a lie or not, it is deemed trustworthy then because it's a business record. and I'm going to blow that nonsense out of the water. Okay, so that's the short story there. So now what happened in that trial that blew totally out of the water? Number one, he will not allow withholding agents defined. Don't go to taxpayer. He doesn't want to talk. But he has two experts come in. One of them does an audit. He's an examiner, like an accountant. He's got an accounting degree. We got him. He says, I understand the Internal Revenue Laws. I understand the Minnesota Revenue Laws. I look them up if I don't know. Okay, great. We got this form here. He does a federal taxable income on a document. He don't sign it, but he makes a determination for them to move forward. He's doing this estimation. They're called substitute for returns on the federal side. But he's making numbers. So we said, great, okay. Are you aware that Minnesota, in a statute, adopted the gross income definition of the IRS and the definition of taxable income? He said, no, I don't have any knowledge of that. You don't know the Minnesota statute that adopted the gross income definition, which is used in every state. They have to have a common denominator. They have to have gross income and taxable income are common in every state. He said, I don't know the state and I don't know the federal. You got to be kidding me. He just did an audit. That's like an auditor, an accountant saying, I did an audit, but I don't know where the tax tables and what I'm supposed to be using to do the audit. You got to be kidding me. He impeached himself. I could not have given a better script. They sat there for a couple of minutes. The judge knew what had happened. The prosecutor, Hauser, is dumber than a rock. He has no clue. See, he's used to these people lying in a trial by jury where the facts and the law don't have to match. That judge said, well, I've got to take a short recess. And he gets up and he takes about two steps to his right and goes in behind a panel with no doors. I don't know what sign they give. I turned around and looked to the right, and here's Hauser going through the door, and his suit tail is hanging out behind him. It's like somebody hollered, fire, fire, run! And he goes out the other door. Richard went out later and said they went over to an area where they could talk by the phones or cell phones, but they came back, and then they tried to say, what this guy testified, or this thing, does not create an obligation on the federal side for the 1040. We're not saying that. I said, I wrote down what to say is, what this guy said is that he had no knowledge of how to create a taxable year liability, which means I don't want to get in the damn pot. People get in the pot and argue about the temperature. I have no reason to get in the pot. Once I'm in the pot, then I can, why would I want to argue about the temperature and get in the pot if I don't even have to get into the pot? So they
left the courtroom, didn't want to put this on record. They left the courtroom, went out in the hallway to the side, cooked up a little scenario to walk back into court and try to trip this thing up.
Well, they tried to fix it, but they can't because I knew the game. I knew as soon as he did it, it was done. The judge knew as soon as he did it because the judge, how can he do a computation of an audit, an examination on the federal taxable income if he says, I don't know where it is in the Minnesota code, I don't know where it is in the IRS code, how in the hell did you accomplish it? It's an impossibility. And I said, I can't believe this guy. And then they had the guy that did the collections. He come in behind it, and he did the same damn thing. Hauser never corrected him. He impeached himself. You can't have an accountant that says, I don't know how to use the accounting programs. You got to be kidding me. So they had nothing.
Who was the other character that they brought in as a...
He did the collections. One of them was called Steve McGraw. He was the collections guy. The other guy was called Stu... L-E-I-T-C-H, Leach or something like that, Stu Leach. He was the, and this, he says, I'm a senior tax examiner for the, he had a corn cob stubbed up his, oh man, I'm impressed. You know, anybody that tells me they want to be impressed about how damn much they want to do, I tell you, you're talking to the right guy because you're my kind of guy. You think you know what's going on, I'm the guy to come talk to because I will run you up and down the flagpole, and I don't care what people think about me. He had no clue what was going on. But he blew the whole case with his testimony and the guy that came in behind it. But that judge got up because he has to put the law. How can a guy do an examination and not even know where the statutes are? And he just got through on the why we set them all up. I know the Minnesota code. I'm all qualified to do all this stuff. I know the IRS code. I look things up when I don't know. And then he comes in and says exactly 180. And his whole examination required hung on that, which didn't accomplish anything to begin with. Because the bottom line is, it is conclusive. There is no requirement to file on the federal. The IRS has said so, and they did not establish a requirement to file. Therefore, all of the things after it, you can't have. There's no duty, no legal duty to file a Minnesota income tax, and you can't prosecute.
Well, Ralph, let me ask an obvious question at this point.
Sure.
Because I would think that the government, understanding what people are learning and using it against the state and the Fed about income taxes, you would have thought that they would have sought ways in which to remedy that little problem and made it mandatory. Why do they still declare that it's voluntary, trick you into signing documents? Why just
because
don't they?
There is, because they can't. There is no way. It's unconstitutional because they have to do it by apportionment if they're going to do taxation. If you want to get into all that 16th Amendment and all that stuff, and that you're not going to win with it, it's true, but you're not going to. They actually did apportionment back in the early 1800s a couple times on the states.
My argument is not that. I'm just saying. Well, these people have no problem violating the Constitution, so what does it matter if they violate the Constitution in apportionments?
Here's the game, and I don't know why it's like this. What they do, they obey the law, but they write it up in such a way that you can't figure it out. I don't know if the powers above us says it's there if you have the knowledge to figure it out, like Jose, my people die for lack of knowledge. They have written it up. It's the IRS laws, if applied, there's nothing wrong with them.
Now, would it be
is a scam?
Yeah, would it be then because a flat tax, a value-added tax that has been talked about over the years, that everybody, if it's a corporation earning $50 billion a year or somebody earning $50,000 a year, they take a certain percentage of your income, done and over with. Is that considered to be an apportion tax?
Nope, they can't do it. There's no way for the federalities to get to us other than through the apportion type tax stuff. There's no way to reach us. It's just like Trump was right on. There's no such thing as coming in and having a baby and calling it a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the United States does not exist. It's a fiction in law.
But they apply that
naturalized.
Now they apply that fiction. It used to be that they would footprint your child, and later on in life, when you became working age, you entered into that matrix by signing tax documents, or you had an employer telling you that, hey, I've got to pay taxes, and you need your Social Security number. That is another hook and a trick to get you into that system.
It is, but the Social Security number is to get you to the employee statutory. It's on the W-4. There's a form for statutory employer. The bottom line is the Supreme Court says, well, you know, the common law, the real side guy, and, you know, the statutory fictional of the Social Security, we'll just kind of let them go together because nobody's figured it out.
Until now.
And then, just like the Bill of Rights, they said, oh, you have the Second Amendment rights, all this rights. The Supreme Court is, I think, are about 40 cases where they say it's a fiction in law. You don't have access to all of the Bill of Rights 1-8. You don't have access to the Seventh Amendment. You don't have access to the housing of troops in your house in the Bill of Rights. They grant the fiction. And I've got a Supreme Court case, Oliver, where they said we are going to allow all of these states and all these people to operate outside of the Constitution, and we will make the decision when they get too far outside of it. That's the Oliver case.
Yeah, Ralph, you're defining the taxpayer, and also the withholding agent did not have as much clout as destroying the expert witness.
We couldn't even get to withholding agents. The judge wouldn't even allow the question.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, there had to be a 1040 filled out before the state could move. The state says there's no duty to file, and they did not provide any evidence that he had a duty to file, so everything thereafter is irrelevant. They didn't establish the essential element of a duty to file, a known legal duty to file the feds. Everything is hanging on the feds. They use 1099s trying to go through business records to create an obligation, but they can't. But then they get around, the only other option they got is, oh, well, we got an expert here that did an examination of the federal taxable income. And then he turned around and said, I don't even know where the taxable income statutes are in the federal or state. I said, you got to be kidding me.
All right, gentlemen, I hear the music. We've got to take the final break here. We just have a short segment on the return, and we'll have to wrap this up in about 3.5 minutes. All right, everybody stand by.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All right, we are back, finishing out the National Intel Report with Ralph Winterround and Ron McDonald. Ralph, we got about 3 minutes.
Let me give you the summary. There is no state income tax until you have filled out a federal income tax. That's a fact. Proven. Judge even agreed. The 1099s, they try to run them, if you're a subcontractor, they try to run them through the rules of evidence to give them validity. I just sent you guys a copy of the brief. I thought that judge, no, I am going to totally destroy your 1099s. If you want to take Ralph on, I understand the Federal Register and all that. Thank to Amy Bunk of the Federal Register. She enlightened me how to read it. So you better get your tail together and give us a directed verdict Friday or August 3rd. I am going to educate you, sir, and I am going to take the 1099s and we're going to flush them down the toilet. They'll never see the light of the day again, and I'm still going to do the research. Don't take me on because I know a hell of a lot more about what's going on, but I learn from him. I listen. We won because the only other thing they had was a guy doing an examination and the collector using taxable income, saying they computed it, and they said, on the record, I don't even know where those statutes are in Minnesota or in the Internal Revenue. And the judge got up and left, and the prosecutor got up and left, and I'm sure that judge chewed that prosecutor out, said, this is a bench trial, you dumb twit. You can't lie. And you just lied. You just impeached. I did an audit, and I don't even know where the statute is to do the audit. You got to be kidding me. I couldn't have written a better script for both those two guys.
So how do you see this moving forward, Ralph?
All he's got to do is do a directed verdict. They didn't do they didn't provide the essential elements, which is they didn't provide the thing that there has to be a federal required first before they can move. He's got to do a little simple thing and throw it away, and nobody will ever figure it out unless I explain it to him. We've already won civilly, like in James McAlpine's on Books and Records. The IRS packed up, and we put in a chief counsel notice and a letter. 4 days later, he said, man, I cannot have this see the light of day, and he boogied. Books and Records, they backed out. The IRS said, I do not want to enforce a Books and Records administrative summons. First time, from my knowledge, I mean, they just packed up and left. And what we're seeing now on the appellate side, they just go up and say, we're not going to talk about anything. We don't even have jurisdiction. And you just pass it through. Go to the Supremes. And I've taken a couple of them to the Supreme Court. And, of course, they won't touch them because, number one, we're pro se. Number two, this is too hot to handle because I am putting in those. Your courts have no authority. And here is your documents proving they are committing acts of treason. All of these judges are committing acts of treason because they know the law. When I gave it to them. And they're working to overthrow the laws of the United States. Waging war on the laws of the United States is treason. That's Hillary. That's Lyon Loretta Lynch. That's Obama. That's almost all of these judges. That's
Ron?
Yes?
Has this been instructive and informative?
Absolutely, absolutely. I see where that 1099 is possibly a third-party, here's a piece of evidence.
The courts have already said it applies to nothing. It doesn't prove anything.
Yeah.
There's no signature. It's a piece of paper. They run it through. It's a business record. You can take SHIT and run it through as a business record, and it's a valid green garden, organic? I don't think so. That's what they're doing.
All right, gentlemen, we have come to the close. This has been a fascinating, and I think this is the first time, being a talk show host on my own show, that I've said less than 10 sentences. But it is time worth remaining silent to get the most important and needed understanding and information. Thank you so much, Ralph. Your show again, your time slot?
It is 5 to 7 every Sunday.
All right. That's
and I have
time.
An IRS list, and it's Ralph at AlaskaMinuteMan.com. Ralph at AlaskaMinuteMan.com.
Okay. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend, for joining me for a second day.
Great pleasure, believe me.
All righty. And thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to today's broadcast. Listen to it again. To get a clear understanding, go back into the archives. Listen to this show again and educate your friends.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. The preacher man says it's the end.